Dillahi, Billie Smith, Smith, 130-79. So she was seen yesterday, which was 4-9-25, complaining of left knee pain, number one, increased weight, number two, history of depression, number three, concerned about atherosclerosis on hormonal patch per her PCP, next number, mild nausea, next number, palpitation. Our patient is a 45-year-old woman, teacher, married, comes in with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 2-3 days, period. In the paragraph, she doesn't know exactly what happened to her knee, but she stretched her knee 3 days ago and has been having pain that comes and goes, period. She also has a history of depression on citalopram and Buspar. Patient is also on hormonal patches. At one time, she was told she has a fatty liver and would like to recheck her liver today as well, period. In the paragraph, medical problems, hypertension, anxiety, depression. She's not taking any blood pressure medication at this time. Surgery, complete hysterectomy. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has been pregnant 3 times. Colonoscopy is up to date, mammogram is up to date, she's alert, she's awake, review of system as above, 196 pounds, 97%, 98, 20, 70, 140 over 90, heart positive, swell positive is 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows no rash, neurological non-focal, left knee shows no effusion, decreased range of motion and extension, otherwise totally negative exam. Number one, left knee pain, number two, treat with Celebrex and Medrol dose pack. Number three, not interested in a Decadron injection. Number four, x-rays were not obtained since there was no history of trauma. Next numbers, a Doppler study of the leg and the knee shows no DVT, no PVD. Next number, MRI will be scheduled if the pain continues. Next number, patient was given instruction how to take her medication. Next number, history of fatty liver, repeat evaluation of the liver reveals mild fatty liver. Next one is gallbladder within normal limits. Next one is status post hysterectomy. Next one is kidneys look good. Next one is her thyroid and her carotid ultrasound look good with no significant obstruction. Next number, palpitation. Causal stereotactic echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Next one is nausea and vomiting. Prompted us to look at her gallbladder. History of nausea and vomiting in the past, which may have been related to medication. Prompted us to look at her gallbladder, which was within normal limits. Next number, pelvic ultrasound was done with no evidence, no fluid collection. Patient has had a hysterectomy. Next number, we'll reevaluate after blood work is back in 1 week. Thank you.